My name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 4, and the Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, and it reads, "They are blind guides. If a blind man leads the blind man, both will fall into a pit." Matthew 15, 14. I thought about how it is a wonderful privilege to be able to motivate others. It's a wonderful thing to see someone who might have been having difficulty with food or having difficulty getting started or staying started to really get moving and motivated and doing what God has called them to do. I believe this is the job that God gives to all of us. But he never wants us to take his place. And we start taking his place when we are dictating what to do and we ourselves are not doing it ourselves. And so in order not to be a blind guide, it's important that I keep my eyes open every day. It's important that I take the time to look and make sure that the things that I am promoting, the things that I am talking about, I am actually doing. And I always want to make sure that I make that very, very clear, that I talk a lot on these meetings about abstinence, and I talk a lot about in these meetings about Bible immersion. And with God's help, I pray to always come on these meetings, and you will know that I am not just telling you what to do. I am hopefully showing you what should be done, that I'm doing that myself. And I would have no ability to do that without the Spirit working in me. So the first prerequisite when people come to Bible for Food Recovery is to have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. I am unable to do anything of eternal value without the Lord Jesus Christ. If I did not have the Spirit of God living in me, I could not even start it, let alone maintain anything that is truly good. And so my encouragement to people who are new in Bible for Food is, number one, look and make sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, this is a lot of what we do in Bible for Food is not going to make much sense to you. But those of you who really know Jesus as Lord, you hear what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. That Jesus died for our sins. And we all are sinners. We all come into this world sinful. And we need a Savior, whether we feel like it or not. We need a Savior. And that Savior must be tops in our lives. And if not, he must become tops in our lives in order for us to really shine and be the best that God has in mind for us. And so when we come to the Lord and he puts his Spirit in us, then we have a light about us. And it's that light that we want to keep fanning up inside of us. Because that light helps us to see as well as to help others who are coming after us. So That first prerequisite is that you know Jesus. But the other one, the next one, is that you're not trying to pull any wool over anyone's eye. You want to be honest about what's going on. And so that means that we let the Lord help us so that we can be of help to other people. We come to Him and we ask Him for the strength to be abstinent ourselves so that we can help in others to be abstinent and also to help others to stay in the Word. And so I have learned from experience that I need to know what things are important for me to do first. And even before I attempt to come on these meetings or attempt to help my sponsees or my shepherdees, I have to allow the Lord time to help me. I have to cry out to Him to help me to do the things I need to do, to see the things that I need to see. And that way my eyes are hopefully open every day so that when I come to help another person, I'm not doing it out of blindness. And so if you're in Bible for Food and you are already sponsoring people and shepherding people, I would say look very closely every day at your own walk with the Lord. Are you keeping Him first? Are you keeping in the Word and keeping that Word inside of you? Reading it, studying it, making plans to put into practice whatever you learn on a particular day? Are these things true? Are you putting the Word inside of you? Really making the time at the top of the day to put the Word of God inside? The Bible says of itself, you know, that it's God breathed. And I have found from experience it's important for me to breathe in that breath of God every day, to pray and be reminded of who I am in the Lord. So my encouragement to you is to make sure that being in the Word is a top priority for you in a day's time. And my experience has been that when I am not sincere, when I'm just checking boxes, that I need to stop and ask the Lord to help me. Help me to get sincere about this Word. Help me to not worry about the time, but to worry about the heart. Is my heart being moved and connected with the Lord? Because I don't want to be a blind guide. Too many years, you know, when I was trying to get abstinent, I would think, just like I have written here, I would think that if I really worked with other people to help them to get abstinent, then I could be abstinent myself. But as it was written here, that is putting the cart before the horse. I needed to have the humility of letting the Lord show me how to be abstinent. And He has shown me that. He shows me that every day. The way to stay abstinent, to get abstinent, and to stay abstinent is to stay strongly connected with Him. And one of the best ways that I know is through prayer and meditating on His Word. So I have learned to know His Word, because it's hard to think deeply. That's what meditation is. Think deeply about the Word of God if I don't know the Word. And so I practice and I encourage people to read through the entire Bible every year, to read through it so that I know what is in it and I remember what is in it. And it stays on my mind so that I can think about it deeply. And it also gives me the words to pray to the Lord. And so my encouragement to you is, do not be a blind guide. If you are having difficulty with your own abstinence, then make the time to get abstinent yourself. Make the commitment to be abstinent today. In fact, be certain of that commitment yourself before you go out to try to help another. Because we don't help in our own power anymore. We help in the power of the Lord. So my encouragement is to let the Lord empower you to be abstinent, and then go out and help another to get abstinent and to stay abstinent.